This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm glad you came to your senses. And this weather kind of helped on that, you know? And I like it. I like it because yesterday...
It's not a complete change. I don't know yet.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Well, I'm going to talk you into it because I am the king of common sense. And I tried to tell you yesterday that you were loony. You're out of your mind.
No.
Your son has you in a direction that you don't need to go when it comes to vehicles.
That's because he lives in California now.
Yeah, yeah. He's turning all liberal.
Well, I don't... What? My kid is not liberal.
No, okay, listen.
I mean, he's nothing either.
He's nothing. That's a good sign. That's a good description,
he's
I guess.
Switzerland.
All right, so yesterday.
Is Switzerland still cool like that?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
So.
Right,
yeah,
anyway.
I've not been there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. All right, but yesterday you were looting. You were talking out of your mind.
I wasn't. I was actually really.
You were joining a cult yesterday.
It's a lifestyle, and it's called electric vehicles. EVs is what it's
a
called.
Cult.
It's Carson has one. Slacker has one. I talked to Slacker. He said he loves his, and he's on his second one because the first one, I didn't know it got destroyed in the Red Rocks hail damage.
That was some massive hail.
Yeah, it
just shows how tender they are.
Are you kidding? People
it was
like
baseball size.
People had head wounds. That was horrible. Remember that? Oh my God, that was awful. Anyway, So I was like, okay, maybe I'll get a car, the EV, whatever, blah blah blah. And then I like the Tesla. I like the look of this new one. It's the rollout edition or whatever, the Y2K or whatever.
The new model's way better.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Uh-huh.
And so I was looking at it. I was like, yeah, that's cool. Well, then I post a picture of the tunnel, and I'm like, oh my God, my friends have taken 6 hours to get to the tunnel, and they're just at the tunnel, and it's taken 6 hours from Denver to the tunnel, and they're not even on the other side yet.
Right.
And then people started hating me, saying, well, I bet you wish you were in a Tesla. Though I hope they weren't in a Tesla. Hope they weren't in an EV. What are they, walking? And people started hazing me. And I was like, maybe this EV thing isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But then, wait, there's more. You ready?
Yep.
So then yesterday, this is like a sign from God. So then it comes out that 22 fully functioning charging stations at 11 locations on the campus in Denver's western suburbs are being shut down.
Shut down by the government.
Yeah.
Why is that?
The email sent from a GSA official says some will be taken offline within the next week and others will be shut down once contracts are canceled. Neither government-owned vehicles nor privately-owned vehicles will be able to charge at these charging stations once they're out of service. It says it is no longer the priority of the government. Under the Biden administration, the GSA had helped other federal agencies procure thousands of electric vehicles, and they promised to build all these infrastructures where to charge them, and now that's all squashed.
Yeah, I understand all across America where it could be squashed, but I would think Colorado, like California, continues on this path of EVs. So I'm a little surprised for Colorado, to be honest, because Polis, he's a big-time electric guy, right?
The Trump administration has also cut federal dollars meant to build electric vehicle chargers across the country, including in Colorado.
Yep. Ooh. All right, there you go. Yep. Going to cut them out. Yeah. So with that being said, are you no longer going to be a part of the cult? Are you still waffling on this? What's going on with you?
I'm waffling. I'm looking at this Chevy Tahoe RST.
What's the RST?
It's fast.
Is it electric?
No.
Okay.
No, it's gas.
It's a gas guzzler?
Yeah, yeah.
Get it.
The RST.
Go for it.
I think it means really stupid and tough.
Really stupid and tough.
How about really speedy tough?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. I never know what, like, all the S's and all the F's and all the, you know, like the G, you know, whatever.
I don't even think they know what it means.
Yeah,
they're
like,
put it on there.
Hey, let's build the Chevy Tahoe RST really speedy and tough.
Some people could make the argument, if you're stuck for 6 hours on the highway, what about gas? You could run out of gas or whatever.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is this. You can always get off and get gas. There's a lot of places to get gas. There's not a lot of places to charge up your vehicle. That's part of the problem. As you just read, with these stations going down, it makes it even more difficult. I just believe, in my own opinion, and again, it's just my opinion, but I am the king of common sense, that Colorado is not an EV state. It's just the terrain here, the way it's laid out. It just doesn't work here like it could in other states.
Well, what about the hybrids? You know, like the Highlander.
I've heard the hybrids are awesome.
My girlfriend has a Highlander and a Toyota, and she's at 300,000 miles, and she loves it.
No kidding.
300,000 miles, yeah, still going.
Because
she's
like
never
charges,
had one problem.
It like charges the battery as you're using gas, which is cool.
Yeah. It's the Rally Sport Truck from Chevy.
I will say you've come to your senses somewhat this morning. I mean, you've not made a total commitment to getting out of that whole EV thinking, but I do admire the fact. I'm just thanking God that this snow happened, because the snow is what changed the cult for you. You know, God sent a message. He really did. And he said, Jamie White, let me show you. Here's all this snow, and this will change your mind.
So what happens if you run out of battery in your Tesla on I-70? You just pull over, and then you what?
You walk.
And you call for assistance, and then they can't get to you to charge you because they're stuck in traffic too. So you're just pissed off at the world.
They call that S out of luck.
Yeah, right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.